We did, and for your viewers and listeners, a derecho has two criterion that it has to meet to be named a derecho. One, the path length of the line of storms has to be at least 400 miles long, and the path width has to be at least 60 miles wide. Within that path, a majority of the wind gusts have to be 58 miles per hour or greater. So the line that moved out of South Dakota across northern Iowa did meet the derecho parameter across the state. We did see some flattened corn, some lodged corn, but luckily, given the delayed planting along with some other factors, most of that corn stood up. Now you might have some gooseneck corn, but surprisingly, and this is very good news to see, especially when you get a strong line to come through, top wind speeds were in the 60 to 70 mile per hour range, as opposed to the August 10th, 2020 derecho, with estimated winds 130 to 140 miles per hour. So corn stood up, not a, a big impact on soybeans, and things are looking good up where the derecho passed through.